Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that the war in Ukraine goes on. More atrocious behavior. I was about to say atrocities, but not really atrocities. Just destructive and vicious and totally immoral and unacceptable behavior by the Russian invaders, now joined by the Belarusian invaders with a long convoy from Belarus. What did Ukraine ever do to Belarus, which is a separate nation? It, of course, is a nation that is headed by an evil dictator who is a puppet for Putin himself, Alexander Lukashenko, whose regime was tottering in the face of a truly fraudulent election recently. So right now it's Belarus and Russia against the world. There's a powerful piece by a leader in the Eurasia Group. We've had Ian Bremmer, who is a founder of Eurasia Group, saying that the best thing the United States should do right now is stand aside and let Putin destroy himself. There is also a piece by a British observer who says that Putin is mad and gives all the evidence of someone who, by the way, is taking destructive drugs. And if any of this true, and if it is true, is that good news or bad news? I'll tell you what's bad news. Is there was a news anchor on Russian TV, a state TV, basically, that his name is Dmitry Kiselyov, and he told viewers all across Russia's 11 time zones that the West, yes, that means you and me, wherever we live in the United States, would be blown to smithereens. I don't know how you say smithereens in Russian, but that's what he was talking about. The West would be blown to smithereens, quote, with more than 500 nuclear warheads if it continued to threaten Moscow. So the fact that they believe that what has happened so far is threatening Moscow, certainly threatening Moscow's economy, does this mean a reshaping of the entire world economy and perhaps a little bit of a pull back from the war that has been going on the left against fossil fuels and maybe changing the policies of the United States and other Western nations to encourage more production of fossil fuels? We'll talk about that and more about general strategy with David Frum a little bit later on the show. David Frum, former speechwriter for George W. Bush, he coined the phrase axis of evil. Is there an axis of evil now that includes what? Russia and Belarus? That's different. We will get to that with David Frum. We will also be speaking to a young woman who has a chance of shaking up the world big time. Why? Because she is running for the U.S. Senate in the state of Washington. She is a mainstream conservative Republican. And according to two different polls, she's basically tied with the forever senator in Washington state, though no one's paying attention to this in the media, but we are very glad that we are. We're going to be speaking with Tiffany Smiley, who has a heroic story about helping her severely wounded husband come back from his wounds in Iraq. And has become a very prominent activist in behalf of veterans' rights and veterans' affairs. There was today a press conference, and it's a very good idea to do this, to set up what I think is going to be a display of unity tonight with the State of the Union. And this doesn't mean unity with, for instance, what the Democrats tried to do last night was to pass a sweeping abortion bill that would have basically codified Roe v. Wade, overturned through federal fiat the attempts by various states, including new attempts in Arizona and across the country, to actually push abortion regulation in the direction of a Mississippi law, which is about to be adjudicated by the Supreme Court of the United States. That's going to be happening in June. In any event, last night the Democrats just did a show vote to try to mobilize the pro-abortion votes out there to try to help restore their strategies and their position in this election. They lost, and by the way, Joe Manchin voted what I consider to be right on this, together with the Republicans in defense of our normal constitutional processes. In any event, today there was a press conference led by a Republican congresswoman who, frankly, I think most people have never heard of. She was just elected in 2020. Her name is Victoria Spartz. And she was born in Ukraine, got advanced university degrees in Ukraine, met an American soldier who became her husband in 2000. She became a U.S. citizen in 2006. She is now a Republican, a Tea Party Republican, as she describes herself, from Indiana. She won a narrow race last time. I think with the leadership she's showing right now, her victory should be much more substantial this time. Victoria Spartz, Republican, Indiana. She was born in Ukraine, educated, raised there, came to the United States when she was 20. She had some words for Vladimir Putin in this press conference with her fellow Republicans in the House. Listen, this is Victoria Spartz.
This is a genocide of the Ukrainian people by a crazy man who cannot get over that Ukrainian people do not want socialism, Soviet Union, communism. They want to be with the United States of America. They want to be free people, but they want to be with the West. And he cannot get over. And they're killing women and children. They do doing the bombs, vacuum bombs, carpet bombs. They are using illegal weapons. They now have special groups that trying to kill women and children tied to expect to Western Ukraine. I called my friend and she said she was able to get out. Her friend was trying to get out. She saw a woman in the gas station get shot with her children with machine guns. So she stayed in the city. They're leveling the cities to the ground, destroying the people. They're slaughtering them like animals. They're killing the people. It is not a war. It's a genocide because we have a crazy man that believes that he has the whole world hostage.
And then she said what was at stake in the war. This is Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, Republican of Indiana.
I mean, we have not just a moral duty. We are the leaders of the free world. This is going to be the biggest genocide that ever this world experienced. And they're not asking them to fight for us, but they ask us to help, to become serious, that they have ability to defend themselves. That actually they need to understand that we're serious about this sanction. We'll do a little bit here. Maybe we'll just do a little bit this oligarch. This is it. That we're serious. And I can tell you one thing. If we don't stop him there, he is not going to stop. He is going to go further. And then we'll have to send our children to die to fight this.
That's Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, Republican of Indiana. There will be support for President Biden, I assume, in his State of the Union tonight on the issue of Ukraine. What about other crucial issues? There is one other where there is a possibility, at least, for some agreement maybe not full agreement, but some common interest. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved Show, just looking at some of the breaking news and some of the comparisons that are necessary for context about what is going on right now and how extraordinary it all is. First of all, the idea that that the invasion has gone at all the way that Vladimir Putin wanted it to go is ridiculous. It has not gone that way. The overall death tolls from the fighting remain unclear, report multiple sources, but a senior Western intelligence official who had been briefed by multiple intelligence agencies around the world estimated today that more than 5,000 Russian soldiers had been captured or killed so far. Okay, let's get some context here. How many people did America lose in the Iraq War? And by the way, the death toll is horrible. I'm not trying to minimize American suffering or the sacrifices of those families who had soldiers who were killed or wounded in Iraq, but the Iraq War went on for 7 years, and there were 4,400 Americans who sacrificed their lives in Iraq in 7 years. And we are talking about less than a week, obviously, and 5,000 Russian soldiers captured or killed so far. That's extraordinary. I mean, aside from the fact, and this is something we're going to be talking about later with David Frum, but the collapse of the Russian economy, the collapse of the value of the ruble, what you're looking at is an overall collapse over the last couple of weeks of the value of the ruble as opposed to the dollar or the euro or other currencies in the world. A collapse of the ruble that means that two-thirds of the money you thought you had is gone. Now, for a country that isn't that wealthy anyway, this is devastating stuff. And it is appalling. This is a Pentagon spokesman, John Kirby. You know him. He's talking about the Russian push to Kyiv and the kind of resistance that Putin did not expect. This is clip one.
We continue to see Russian forces try to move closer to so they can move on Kyiv from the ground. We still assess that they're outside the city center, but what we know clearly that they have intentions with respect to Kyiv. What we also have seen is Ukrainians resisting quite effectively around Kyiv and continuously. They have made it a tough slog for the Russians to move further south.
I'm wondering if there's anything that the Pentagon has seen regarding any changes in their nuclear posture at all.
I have nothing to confirm these reports that they've changed their staffing. What I would tell you is we've seen Mr. Putin's announcement. We believe it's as unnecessary as it is escalatory, but we're reviewing and analyzing that announcement.
Okay, and that goes along with the claim by the government spokesman, otherwise known as a news anchor, Dmitry Kiselyov, that Russia was preparing to blow the West to smithereens with more than 500 nuclear warheads. For people who are concerned about global warming, who are concerned about climate change, the explosion of 500 nuclear warheads would not be a good thing. This would not be a good thing.
I have a plan.
I'm not sure he can have a plan for that. There's also this, and again, you have to look for moments of encouragement and inspiration wherever you can find them. And very often you can find them with Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, who has become a world hero. He spoke by electronic connection by Zoom or Internet to the European Parliament and said this, and listen to the response. 14.
So do prove that you are with us. Do prove that you will not let us go. Do prove that you indeed are Europeans. And then life will win over death, and light will win over darkness. Glory be to Ukraine.
Okay, most importantly, that preceded a vote. The European Parliament accepted Ukraine's application filed yesterday to join the European Union. The European Parliament voted yes to work towards granting Ukraine the status of an EU member, 637 yes, 13 were against, 26 abstained. That seems to be a very clear victory. The other item that is remarkable is the Kremlin decided to hit the leading TV tower in Ukraine, and a result of that strike, that missile strike, was a destruction of the leading Holocaust museum in Ukraine. And it's fascinating that, of course, Putin claimed he was making this invasion to denazify the Ukrainian regime, which is headed by a very popular right now. And by the way, he won re-election, Zelensky, by overwhelming margins in a country that has not been known for being philo-Semitic or particularly welcoming to Jewish people. And again, the change in the Ukrainian populace, who seems to be identified with values that America has upheld, the museum that was destroyed or at least severely damaged because of the Russian strike was a museum about the slaughter at Babi Yar, which took place in September of 1941. It was the largest in-person slaughter of the war. In Auschwitz, of course, it was mechanized over days and days. This unfolded in 2 days. 34,000 Jews were basically lined up in a gully and in trenches and shot. And there was no attempt, really, even to keep it particularly secret. And this is something that the communist regime in Russia, for all of its horrors, had actually called attention to and commemorated. There's a famous piece of classical music in the world of classical music right now. Russian conductors like Valery Gergiev, who is a friend of Putin's, a buddy of his, having their concerts canceled. And that also goes to people in the world of sports. But in any event, the symphony by Shostakovich, who's a leading Russian composer of the Soviet era, This museum to commemorate the souls who were taken at Babi Yar, now a casualty of war. But more coming up on the Medved Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A miles-long Russian armored convoy nearing Kyiv on Tuesday, as well as heavy shelling of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, has brought death and destruction to civilians and soldiers on both sides of the conflict. Peace talks on Monday were fruitless. Ned Price from the State Department lectern.
As the people of Ukraine continue to fight with courage and pride, for their country. We will continue to provide them the assistance that they need.
A $350 million defense package was approved over the weekend for Ukrainian resistance fighters. More than a half million Ukrainian refugees have arrived in neighboring countries since Russia attacked. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee early on Tuesday called for a complete ban on international sport participation for Russian and Belarusian athletes and officials over the invasion of Ukraine. President Biden will give his State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight as lawmakers once again raise fencing around the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The one thing that I have been wondering about, and maybe you can help me with your calls, is that if you look all around the world, I mean, there's a big piece today about the extreme right-wing parties like the Alternatives for Germany, the AfD, Alternativen für Deutschland, the right-wing party, a lot of people say neo-Nazi party in Germany, has been big fans of Putin. Big fans. The Lega Nord, the Northern League party in Italy, has been big fans of Putin. In fact, one of its leaders, Mario Salvini, even had attended European Parliament meetings with a picture of Putin on his T-shirt. And none of these traditional Putin fans have stuck with him. The people who were attending that America First a political action conference that Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke at, where they chanted Russia, 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 right after Nick Fuentes was praising Adolf Hitler and was questioning why it was that people thought there was anything bad about comparing Putin to Hitler. They began chanting Russia, 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 Putin, Putin, Putin. Okay, people like that, at this point, has that changed at all? The press is reporting that a lot of these ultra-right-wing leaders, and I don't know if it's even right to call them right-wing, because Putin's not a right-winger, he's not a left-winger, he's just an evil winger. And but have people out there at all begun to reconsider some of your estimates of Vladimir Putin, if you were sympathetic to him before? 1-800-955-1776. I would certainly hope so. But there was this remark, and it came from a pregnant Ukrainian journalist who was fleeing the violence to protect her family. She appeared on MSNBC. This is clip 17.
We know that Vladimir Putin is trying to raise the stakes before the next round of talks with Ukraine that are set to happen tomorrow. So all of this bombing is an attempt just to pressure Ukraine to capitulate to his insane demands. His demands to basically abandon our sovereignty in order to become an appendage of Russia, which is something that Ukraine will never accept. I think just first emotion, I guess, is anger. Anger that somebody could just invade our country and do this to us. I think also a sense of unity, a sense of willingness to die for your freedom.
That it seems, that sense of unity and the unity among the Western powers. You look at the vote in the European Parliament, a 637 yes, 13 against to admitting Ukraine to the European Union, which is something that they've wanted for a while. That is extraordinarily important. Now, meanwhile, things are even shifting. The news reports indicate in Russia itself, there's 6,000 Russian protesters who've been arrested. And, okay, if that is even close to true, think about, you know how many people we had this tremendously horrible event in American history, which was the sacking of our capital. How many people were arrested total after that? It's about 750. Over 200 of whom have pled guilty already. I'm talking about January 6th. And think about what that meant to our national psyche. What does it mean in Russia where when you get arrested, it's not a joke. Your chances of getting, basically having your life and your health and even your continued participation in society, having that ruined, and that's extraordinarily high. And 6,000 people arrested in Russia with reports of demonstrations coast to coast. Oh, and then there's this item that I'm sure upsets Vladimir Putin particularly. The International Judo Federation said in a statement that it was suspending Russian President Vladimir Putin as its honorary president and ambassador, citing the ongoing war conflict in Ukraine. The judo organization, which brings together more than 200 national federations, said Friday it had canceled its Grand Slam event in Kazan, Russia, which was set to be held in May. Putin, who is 69, is a keen judoka and holds a black belt. He has co-written a book titled Judo, History, Theory, Practice. I think that's moving off the shelves right now. People are rushing out to get the Vladimir Putin judo book. Practice, and also it's he has starred in an instructional video titled Let's Learn Judo with Vladimir Putin. That maybe we should do a film review. But I'm not sure where you would actually get a copy or that I would want to be seen acquiring a copy right now. I mentioned before that it's a very, very big deal when the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and the world of classical music comes to New York. It didn't come last year where it normally does because of the COVID and the pandemic and the difficulties. But it was scheduled to have four concerts at Carnegie Hall this year. And the Vienna Philharmonic, this great, great cultural institution, it was for a long time directed by Gustav Mahler, the great composer at the turn of the last century in the 1890s and early 1900s. But the Vienna Philharmonic was going to be doing concerts with a very distinguished Russian conductor named Valery Gergiev. Valery Gergiev has gone out of his way to issue support for Putin. He is a great favorite of Vladimir Putin, and Putin is a favorite of his. He thinks Putin is a great leader. He is being canceled all over the world, and they didn't want him to conduct the Vienna Philharmonic. It's not Americans who canceled him. It was the Austrian officials behind that orchestra. But part of what happened in that situation was he was replaced by Yannick Nezet-Séguin, who is the conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra. He is also conductor of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. He is a very much rising conductor. He's French-Canadian. And he also happens to be openly gay, which is probably a great insult, no doubt, to President Putin, who is trying to exploit that issue to win some sympathy or support in the West. We're going to be speaking with somebody who deserves sympathy and support and could change history. The United States Senate is tied right now. This change of one Senate seat could switch it to a Republican body. And all of a sudden, in Washington State, they have moved the predictions about this Senate battle. We'll be speaking to the Republican challenger who is soaring, coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions, without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there is another instance repeating yesterday. Yesterday we played some for you of an interpreter, somebody who's supposed to be listening to Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, who's was translating it into German, and just lost it entirely. I mean, she couldn't continue. And that happened again today, with Zelensky speaking to the European Union. The European Union Parliament just voting to accept Ukraine's application to join the EU. A translator, this time into English, was overcome with emotion, which is kind of a sign of what is sweeping the world in terms of revulsion to the crimes of Vladimir Putin. Listen, this is clip 10.
We are fighting just for our land and for our freedom, despite the fact that all large cities of our country are now blocked. Nobody is going to enter and intervene with our freedom and country. And believe you me, every square of today, no matter what it's called, is going to be called, as today, Freedom Square. In every city of our country, nobody is going to break us. We are strong. We are Ukrainians.
It is impossible, it seems to me, not to be moved. Will there be items in the State of the Union address tonight that are going to be similarly moving? Probably not, but one of the things that has been very positive is that apparently Biden himself and the people around him have indicated what they're going to try to do is to, as much as possible, go back to that theme of not just American unity, but world unity, Western unity, the unity of values that have come across. And if he does that, he should get a warm response. There's also increasing statements by people very important in the Republican hierarchy, including the leaders, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, that they are not going to try to create a partisan gang war over the new Supreme Court nominee. And her name, of course, is Ketanji Brown Jackson. And look, is she an ideal conservative jurist? No, but she used to clerk for Stephen Breyer. And she will probably be something of a replacement for Breyer, who was on the court, a consensus builder. That's what he tried to do from the left. And Judge Brown Jackson, who really has as did, by the way, Brett Kavanaugh, as did Neil Gorsuch, and certainly as did Amy Coney Barrett, they also had a collection of people who had worked with them from every political perspective and who vouched for their character, and that appears to be the case with Judge Brown Jackson as well. She will undoubtedly be invoked, probably introduced by the president tonight. And one of the things that Trump, particularly in his last State of the Union, I believe it was the last, the one where he introduced Rush Limbaugh and gave Rush, may he rest in peace, a Medal of Freedom, had his wife Catherine drape it around him at the State of the Union. That was an extremely memorable State of the Union address in the sense of very effective uses of Americans and others who the president wanted to honor. Will Biden do the same thing tonight? It's hard to imagine that he won't. This is the D.C. police chief, whose name is Robert Conti, was talking about the preparations to secure the Capitol ahead of the State of the Union address tonight. This is clip three.
While there is a possibility that some may come to our city with the intent of going beyond what is allowed as a constitutional right, and seek to engage in unlawful acts or acts of civil disobedience, it is my hope that guests to our city will abide by the laws of the District of Columbia. I want to be very clear that we are prepared to take swift law enforcement actions for violations of our local and federal laws if necessary. MPD has worked with our regional partners on a layered mitigation strategy and will continue to monitor, assess, and make adjustments with our partners as necessary.
And, of course, this brings up the memories of last January. It's just a little bit more than a year ago, a year and 2 months ago. January 6th, when the Capitol building was attacked and breached, the very first one of those cases, the riot cases, to reach trial, because there have been over 200 guilty pleas, people who have made basically plea deals, mostly on misdemeanors where people are facing only months in prison or fines or reduced penalties. But this is a trial, and the first trial for one of the hundreds of Capitol riot prosecutions began yesterday, with jury selection starting Monday for the case against Guy Wesley Reffitt. The Texas man is charged with bringing guns onto Capitol grounds, interfering with police officers guarding the building, and threatening his teenage children if they reported him to authorities. Reffitt is a member of a military-style group called the Three Percenters, according to prosecutors. The Three Percenters militia movement refers to the myth that only 3% of Americans fought in the Revolutionary War against the British. And that is a myth, and it's based upon John Adams' statement that the people were divided into three parts, not that it was 3%. He said that a third supported the crown, a third supported the patriots, and a third tried to stay uninvolved. On January 6, 2021, Reffitt was armed with a handgun in a holster on his waist, carrying zip-tie handcuffs and wearing body armor and a helmet, equipped with a video camera when he and others charged at police officers on the west side of the Capitol. according to the prosecutors. Quote, this action caused the police line guarding the building to retreat closer to the building itself soon after this law enforcement was overwhelmed and rioters flooded the building. Reffitt retreated only after an officer pepper sprayed him in the face, prosecutors said. They believe that Reffitt took at least two firearms with him to Washington, an AR-15 rifle and a Smith & Wesson pistol. When FBI agents searched Reffitt's home in Wiley, Texas, they found a handgun and a holster on a nightstand in the defendant's bedroom. Prosecutors say photos and video of Reffitt during the riot show a handgun holster on his right hip with what appears to be a silver object inside the holster. On the morning of January 6th, Reffitt said he planned to, quote, do the recon and then come back for weapons hot, and sent messages about meeting at a rendezvous point, according to prosecutors. These messages, along with the weapons that Reffitt carried and the gear that he wore, make it clear that the defendant did not come to D.C. with the intention to engage in peaceful activity. Well, the body armor is kind of an indication, too. A Justice Department says more than 235 rioters have been charged with assaulting or impeding law enforcement, injuring over 100 officers. Rioters caused over $1 million in damage to the Capitol. The Justice Department says its investigation has generated an unprecedented volume of evidence with hundreds of thousands of documents and thousands of hours of videos to share with defense attorneys. Shared files total more than 9 terabytes of information and would take more than 100 days to view, the department says. More than 750 people have been charged with federal crimes related to the riot. More than 200 of them have pleaded guilty, mostly to misdemeanors, carrying a maximum sentence of 6 months imprisonment. More than 100 riot defendants have been sentenced, and at least 90 others have trial dates set this year. This is the first one, and it's supposed to set a precedent. What kind of precedent can be set in actually winning control of the U.S. Senate? We will get to that and to more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.